Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
The mandatory offshore detention of asylum seekers trying to reach Australia by boat has just marked its fourth anniversary. Can you believe it? The government is sticking with its stated aim that those people will never, never be allowed into Australia, which rather begs the question, what will become of them? Well, the policy certainly has stopped the boats, and it does seem to have destroyed the people smugglers' business model. These must be goods that have been done. But there have been millions of dollars expended. There have been deals with other countries that have failed spectacularly in trying to have these people resettled. Meanwhile, they're still in detention. Remember the deal with Cambodia that fell apart even before it began? I was in Cambodia around about the time they announced that, and no one, either here or there, could really understand what that was all about. They've been controversial too. The plan to resettle the detainees in the United States, agreed to by the Obama administration, was labelled a dumb deal in the Twitter rant by President Trump not long after he was sworn in, and formed the heart of a brawl during the first phone call between Malcolm Turnbull and the new president. There have been heart-wrenching individual stories. There have been investigations, inquiries, allegations of the most terrible abuse in the detention centres. And humanitarian and development agency World Vision is calling for a humane solution for these 2,000-plus people. It includes 169 children. World Vision's policy and advocacy director in Australia is Susan Anderson. Well, Susan, was this, though, a more humane solution to that wider problem, the problem that saw people smuggling and who knows how many deaths at sea?
Yes, which is, you know, a tragic outcome for anyone, but certainly for the Australian government, we have a legal, a moral obligation for those people who are seeking asylum to take these people into Australia. And after 4 years of sitting in limbo in these detention centres, it's really time to end this and bring these people to Australia so that they can have a future, have hope that they can actually, you know, move their lives on to something better.
Are there people there that you know or believe may not be suitable to be resettled in Australia?
Well, they all get assessed for their status, their history, and most of these people are genuine refugees who have fled, you know, very difficult circumstances, conflict, wars, persecution because of their beliefs or just being, you know, part of the wrong tribe. And, you know, it becomes impossible for them to live in their home country. Nobody wants to leave your home country, but, you know, really the people who end up trying to flee in these circumstances for Australia have really tried very hard to stay and have no other option in front of them.
Well, I opened up to you before we started that I was going to play the devil's advocate, as we call it in this profession, but my heart's not in it. Susan, I mean, there are real questions to ask, and we've just asked a couple of them, but I would have to agree with you. It just to have an end, no end in sight for a period of captivity is not even something we put most criminals through. Only a very small number are ever sentenced to life imprisonment, aren't they?
For sure. I mean, the mental anguish of not knowing what your future looks like. I mean, just imagine, you know, today thinking, well, what is tomorrow? What is next week? You know, most of us make plans. Most of us, you know, look forward to enjoying things. And, you know, these people don't have any sense of when this is going to end. It is indefinite. You know, there has been many promises made and none of them have been delivered. And we are talking about such a small number of people. You know, 2,000 asylum seekers, which I must say there's 169 children,
yes,
which obviously outrages World Vision as a child-focused organisation,
yes,
who, again, you know, really have little hope of what their life brings, you know, today, tomorrow, next week. And 2,000 people out of, you know, what we've got at the moment worldwide is 65 million people being forcibly displaced from their countries for various reasons. 22 million of those are refugees, and over half of those are children. They are very big numbers, and sometimes we can be a bit, you know, numb to numbers, but out of those very big numbers, we're only looking at 2,000 people to resettle in this big, prosperous country of ours.
Susan, it's not true that Australia takes no refugees, though, is it? We do take, we have a channel, a pipeline.
Yeah, we do. We've taken, you know, even more in recent times because of the issue with Syria. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a pretty small number. I mean, we'll be pushing to get to about 18,000. World Vision and many other agencies would like Australia to move over a number of years to 42,000 as our humanitarian intake. That's a fair share. There's many countries who are taking their fair share of refugees and asylum seekers, and we could probably be a lot more generous in Australia.
Just finally, what does World Vision hear about the US resettlement deal that was so controversial when Donald Trump took office, and things have gone awfully quiet? Do we know where that's up to?
Well, that announcement was made 8 months ago, and of course, you know, it hasn't resulted yet in one refugee from Manus or Nauru being resettled in the United States. The deal is that only around 1,250 people will be offered resettlement opportunities. We have heard that, you know, some people are being assessed as to their suitability, but I think that leaves it in no doubt that there will still be people who won't get to resettle in the United States, and that Australia, again, has that legal, that moral obligation to bring them here.
Susan Anderson, World Vision Australia's Policy and Advocacy Director. So if it does come back to that question, if they don't get resettled and it comes back to Australia as a moral and legal obligation, then what do we do? If you feel strongly about this question, get in touch with your local Member of Parliament and let them know how you feel. Surely we just can't leave these people, 2,000 plus, including 169 children, not only just in detention, but not even knowing their fate. Even prisoners convicted of criminal matters, for the most part, know that they've got a parole opportunity or a release date coming up, except for the worst offenders. And these people, their crime, so to speak, well, they came across the sea looking for a better life for themselves and their families. It is a moral obligation for our government to solve that problem.